Really?
Yeah. So I said something like this. One of the verses is, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. But he who thinks great thoughts feels the light flow into his mind." Have you ever noticed a baby? I've been there when a baby just came out, and the baby begins to flicker its eyes and closes them, opens them. Think of that. Light. A new world.
Amazing.
No longer the darkness of the inside of the womb.
That's right.
Oh, what a miracle. I bow before the miracles of my day. I'm so glad I've lived to see all of these wonderful things happen. And you open new dimensions of my life. Well, what are we doing right now?
Well, right now it looks like people are trying to get the technology all set up so they can hear and see. And Tassie is sharing the news. We have a fish tank.
What's a fish tank?
A tank where fish live.
Oh, really?
Fish tank. You know, so we've got at our house, and one of our fish is on its last legs.
Oh, really?
Right now. So she was just saying that. Our poor fish Patches. I wanted to ask you a couple things about this week.
Yes.
And get your opinion on some stuff.
Yeah.
One of which was, I believe last night California had an execution.
That's true.
And it was the leader of one of the originators of the popular gang, who had since then written all sorts of books for children and really kind of turned their life into a force of trying to do good.
Yes,
that was
indeed
my impression.
Did he did a good job?
And
I haven't seen the books, but I know that he had a conversion he would never talk about. But he changed his whole viewpoint. And, of course, I'm against capital punishment. Your dad's against capital punishment. He's a judge. Your father's told me more than once that it's cheaper to put people in jail because of their violating all the laws of society and keep them there until they die and give them not so many appeals. He says that's a waste of money. But it's cheaper than to go let them have all these appeals to have their stay of execution.
Right.
So last night, the governor in playing politics. I like his statement, though. He said, he never said I'm sorry. I can't imagine a person who's not willing to say I'm sorry. Of course, he maintained he's innocent, but when you have four people killed in one night, that's quite a bit.
It's a tough one. It really makes me think about the idea of justice and, you know, the intention of a prison system and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, especially with capital punishment, I mean, here we have an example of somebody who did something terrible that there should be consequences to.
We live in some kind of an order where if I pick up one end of this page, I picked up the other end. I've influenced that. I believe with James that if you stick a broom handle in the ocean, there is an infinitesimal influence on the farthest star. I think everything's related. That's why I love this tree. It's outside my cocoon. And I put my arms around it and almost feel the vibration of life as it's reaching up to the sun. And the sun, of course, is the source of, the sun is our light. So that's the way I feel about it. I feel sorry. I think the man, I just leave him with the creative force of all life, and his life has been terminated in terms of physical. Of course, I believe life goes on. Sometimes I even believe in what you call transmigration.
What do you mean?
Well, in the Indian religions, you believe that you can be a cow. That's one of the highest things you can be in the next life. A cow, and you can be a doctor, you can be something else.
And you think
transmigration of the soul, that there's something eternal, that's a strong word, eternal about life. I've learned a bit of life, and I have the potentiality in this great gift to develop whatever talents that have come from my parents and my grandparents and the various kinds of things that are involved in my physical temple, we call it. It's a home, it's a loan, and in that loan I develop the mind, and the mind is God for me. God is mind. God is love. God is truth. And God is justice, too. You pick up one end of a stick, you influence the other. And this guy, he started the Crips. And if you read the paper about the Crips, If one half is true, they hurt a lot of people. And anytime you hurt someone, I think you've done something inside of you, callous. But he's never said, I'm sorry.
Sorry for his crime or sorry for starting the Crips?
That's right.
I don't know enough about the situation. I just know
I just
know that in general the lesson on a global level that as a parental governing body,
yes,
the lesson that we can solve our problems through execution is I think it's a terrible lesson. I think it's a terrible precedent.
Well, it is. It's one of the most tragic things in life. In the permissive will of the creator, sustainer, the unbegun beginning, the one I call God, in his permissive will, this person has ended his physical life because of results of his behavior. You see, I grew up on the verses, as a person, so shall he reap. But a lot of people don't reap enough in this world to take care of all the damage they've done, like Hitler.
Sometimes I think it depends on how much money you have. Let me segue to another thing about this week that I want to ask you about, which is some of the government, the issues going on in government now about torture and about policies on torture,
mm-hmm,
and how our leaders seem reluctant to take a stance against torture.
Yes.
And to me, it seems like to be a downtrodden a person in a ghetto and to formulate some organization that does terrible things to try, that deserves some sort of consequence. But far worse is to have every luxury, to have every opportunity to be the leader of one of a global superpower and not to condemn torture.
Yes.
That is such an opportunity.
It's so undemocratic, it's so un-Christian, it's so unethical to do all those things.
Right.
And we have committed terrible sins against humanity, undoubtedly. One of the saddest things of my 93 years is to realize that my government moved into position where money and wealth could control all the activities. And that's exactly what's happened. Because our president led us into war. And the buck stops there. That's what Harry Truman said, the buck stops there. And I am the one who's killing these people because I'm part of democracy.
Right.
I voted against it. But that's not enough. I should have had more pressure put on my legislators so that they did not bless this war. Do you realize, I was thinking this morning as we had the Midway, we have a new wonderful place to go in San Diego. And I thought, and the Midway, by the way, is outmoded. It's an instrument of war. But now you can shoot shells that guide themselves for 500 miles. It's all changed. And this was extending into lecture because San Diego is just like Garden of Eden on Earth. We have all the wonderful things to go to, and people are going to come and use our hotels and visit all the outstanding places. And that's what this speaker spoke about, our men's clubs. But it seems to me that we have embarrassed, we are ugly Americans. Did you ever read the book Ugly Americans?
No.
Well, it was written many, many years ago, but we have proven ourselves to really be ugly and refuse to go wrong with the rest of humanity. That in the You see the United Nations flag right behind us there.
Yeah.
Last night I saw a picture on Eleanor Roosevelt. I heard her speak at Flushing Meadow, and I tried to take a picture through a glass window. She was talking with some of the Russian leaders because they were having a coffee and tea, but I heard her speak on the Declaration of Human Rights, one of the greatest documents ever put together, and a large amount of it is due to Eleanor Roosevelt, one of the great souls of history, I think. And we still didn't get to win the vote until 1920.
That's crazy. It's interesting. Someone made a I love this TV show called The Daily Show, which is kind of politics and humor and current events.
Good.
But they were talking about how they were getting criticized for the show was getting criticized for I think being too, you know, using swear words and this decline in our moral fabric, and they used, and somebody, oh, I know what it was there was a recent Senate hearing about how offensive TV and things are, and they're trying to make it more strict regulations on cable.
Yeah.
And one of the Senate people was like, well, I grew up on Ozzie and Harriet, uh-huh. and I grew up on all these shows that were so innocent and so pure, and nowadays everything's, you know, gone to hell.
Yeah.
And the host of the show said, during those shows, blacks and whites had separate drinking fountains.
That's right. I went to those drinking. I saw that, and I got on the streetcar, and my mother would let me go in the back. I had to stay in front. Oh, no. We have sinned miserably against the people, our brothers and sisters of color.
And it's there is a point to that. There are certain things that have changed moral guidelines. It's certainly more acceptable to swear right now.
Yes.
But it is much less acceptable to be intolerant. So.
Oh, indeed. If you're going to make gradation.
So it's like we haven't gone to hell in a handbasket. We've changed, and some for the much better.
Well, yeah, I think you got to always be honest with yourself. What does that say? To thine own self be true, and it shall come as a declaration of night and day. Then thou shalt not be false to any person. I don't know who said it.
I like that.
Be thine own self be true.
Is that the Bible?
No, no, it's not the Bible.
Oh.
Somebody said, to thine own self be true, and it shall come as something or other, to something or other. That then thou shalt not be false to any man. I don't know. See, my mind was so that I was brainwashed in great poetry of my childhood. Every week you learned a poem.
Well, that's a lot better than being brainwashed by the WB's fall lineup or primetime TV.
Yes.
Well, we have been chatting a while. Let's try to, what time we got? 1:15? You wanted to have a little Hug Nation?
Yeah, indeed. Let's
all
do
right,
it.
All right, so let's welcome to all of you that can see us here. We want to say welcome to Orphic and City and Shizzy and Tassie and who else is here? If I miss your name, feel free to type it in. And all those that you're listening to us on the podcast, because we're podcasters now.
Now, thank you.
Woo!
That's a good new word.
And let's see. So what we want to do is look at people in the chat room, look at the people you see on cam, and a special hug's going out to Kimberly. Oh, Crow Girl, yes, of course. Welcome, Crow Girl and Kimberly and her kitties. And we want to kind of put in our mental eye, put in our heart, all the people that are in our close, in our life, our coworkers and our family and our friends, and kind of have those faces kind of scan through your head. Maybe close your eyes if it's easier. While we're doing this, let's give ourselves a hug. Hold yourself by the shoulders. Tassie reminds me we definitely need to give a hug out to our fish Patches, who may not survive the day. And so, grab yourself by the shoulders. Give yourself a squeeze. Hold on to it.
And all these names, one or two come to my mind, I reach out to touch and to rejoice in you as a brother or as a sister.
And we squeeze and we feel the warmth of our own bodies, and we know that even though there is a physical distance between other bodies, there is a spiritual and psychological and love-based connection. We are all nodes of one giant loving entity. And if we can remember that these are part of our family, and we take a few minutes a week just to reconnect here in this hug. And so squeeze and feel that body, warm body, being representation of all people that you passed today and this last week, all the people you've heard about on the news that may have been in fear or in pain. We try to send out some of this hug energy to them. As you squeeze, that body you're squeezing now is not your body. It is the body of all those others, those nodes that are a part of us, part of the human family. And let's just squeeze and sit there for a moment and just feel that connection to one another, just for a few moments.
Wonderful. To touch you. And are you to touch me? Thank you for the affirmation between us.
Amen. Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you. So glad to have you part of it.
Oh, it's such a treat to spend this time
like,
with you.
You sound like a preacher a moment ago, though.
Did I?
Yeah, you really...
Well, you know what?
You're growing
up. I spent
a
lot of time with a preacher.
Thank you so much. It makes my day and my year. You've been so wonderful coming by week by week.
Well, it's my
treat. Nothing like touching the next generation. There's hope.
Well, I told you at lunch, you know, that there's a lot of things that on my to-do list where sometimes I wonder if it's the best use of my time.
Well.
But I never, never question that spending time with you on Tuesdays is a treat and a privilege and an honor.
Well, time is the greatest thing you have. We're all loaned a portion of time. What a gift it is. Bless it.
Thanks, Grandpa. I love you.
I love you. Blessings.
And thank you all for joining us. Thank you for sending out that hug energy. And thank you for being a loving, breathing member of the human family. We feel your love, we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Keep it up, podcasters. Oh my, you got a good group. Are those all names of our friends?
Yes, these are all our friends. This is Tassie and Shizzy and Orphic Art and Crow Girl and City.
Well,
City saying, rock on, Caleb.
Good, thank you.
Orphic Art saying, thank you for having this.
Well, blessings. That's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Around the world.
Around the world.
We want to have the whole world in our eyes. Gee, that's great.
This is nice.
I bow before the mystery and the wonder of it all. Can't put it into words. It's unsearchable.
Well, I'm going to stop our broadcast.
Shalom.
Here.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to stop our archive.